8:09 on Connect FM in your morning connection for Monday. And here's something we haven't done for the last couple of Mondays, and that is get an update on the Du Bois Chamber of Commerce with its executive director, Jody August. She has made it in here this morning. Hey, Jody, how are you?
Hey, Dan. Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. If we sound a little funny, a little echoey this morning, it's because Jody and I are sharing a mic. That's unusual, but we are still dealing with some aftermath of last weekend's storms here, so we get to share a mic, lean in a little bit, and have a little chat. But it's great to have you here, Jody, and you know, here we are going into the close of the month of July, and it's been kind of a quiet, a little more calm and serene, not weather-wise, but for the chamber. But I'm sure things are going to start gearing up here as we move into August.
Oh, they are. And, you know, our office has been so lucky this summer. We've had two interns in our office. We've had Alex Horsley, who is my pre-law intern. We have had Kara Miller, who is an advertising major. And, you know, we've been working on a lot of great things in our office, and it's nice having the extra help.
For sure.
I'm going to miss having these extra students in my office. But yes, we are gearing up for the month of August, and we are welcoming the new city manager, Joe Fleming, to a Business Connection luncheon on August 27th.
Just a month from today.
That's right. Yeah, just a month from today. I've met with Joe a couple times, and it'll be nice for our business members and our business community to have the opportunity to get to meet him as well and, you know, find out what's on his agenda because, you know, when you're a new manager and you come into an area like ours where, you know, we have a lot of things going on and a lot of changes that need to be made, it's just, it's going to be great hearing from him personally.
For sure. And Joe brings such a wealth of business experience and also city managing experience from St. Mary's.
Absolutely. So we want to welcome him. And if you're listening and you want to attend that luncheon, we do permit non-members to come, but it's a little bit higher fee for lunch. It's $35. Mm-hmm. And for our members, it's $25. And that's just a, it's a really nice lunch meeting, and we host these quarterly.
Okay.
We're also gearing up for our Touch a Truck event.
Yeah.
Touch a Truck's going to be held on September 12th. All of our letters and emails have gone out. We've been working with our partners. That event is always great for, like, elementary school age students. I would say kindergarten to fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that we charge for an admission is a canned food or non-perishable item, and that is their admission fee to get into the event. Mm-hmm. So we have those two big things coming up, and, you know, obviously more things are planned.
Yeah.
But
when you start talking about Touch Truck, that's a clear signal that we're about a month away from back to school.
That's for sure.
We would encourage, and I know people are thinking back to school shopping.
Yep.
They should think local, right?
Absolutely. Shop local. It's hard to believe it's that time of year already.
I know.
For getting those kiddos ready to go back. Maybe some parents are really happy about that, though, too. So
there can always be some of that. With my wife being a teacher, today, as a matter of fact, she's going to start doing some of that classroom work and preparation.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
clear signals. Well, Jody, thank you for the update. And hopefully next Monday, we'll each have a mic.
That's right. We hope.
Have a good week.
Thanks. You too.